And Yasmin joins us first. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Okay, Yasmin, I'm a non-believer in this stuff, so convince me, okay?
Okay, well, this was like, I will say 8 years ago. My daughter was like almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved to this apartment because, you know, I just got married, so we wanted to be on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I was in the bathtub giving her a bath, she will start looking, because I will be like on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
She will start looking over my shoulder, and she will start laughing. And I'm like, why are you laughing, Kendra? And she's like, kid, like, well, we speak Spanish, so it's kind of
right.
Hard to translate it. But she was like, there's a girl, mommy, behind you. And, of course, I will freak out, and I didn't want to look. And I thought she was joking, but every time she will take a bath, she will look over my shoulder, and she would start giggling with her. She was the only one in the house that could see this girl. She described the girl for me. She said she was about, like, I don't know, like her age, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, she's cute, mommy, she's cute. She said she was dressed, like, in pink, big, big dress, like, with flowers, like those, you know, Easter dresses that you buy for,
yeah,
like, church,
yeah.
I guess.
The big fancy ones.
Every single day, I had to move out of the apartment because I just couldn't take it anymore.
You moved out of the apartment because it was so real to you?
Yes. Yes, I did. I moved. I mean, we bought a house anyway, but I couldn't stand it because, I mean, I believed that she wasn't going to hurt her or anything because pretty much she was always laughing when she sees her, but it was just scary. Listen, she was the only one that could see this girl.
Were you not tempted to do some research and find out who had the apartment prior, and if, God forbid, they'd lost a child?
Well, I kind of did, because it was like a house, and then they kind of built, like, a studio next to it,
mm-hmm.
I guess, to make some money, and we rented. It was really cheap, so I don't know if it was that cheap because of that.
Well, I mean, when you went to the other house, the new house that you purchased, did the spirit also travel with your daughter?
No. Mm-mm. No. No, she was actually, when we moved to the other house, she was actually sad because every time I will give her a bath, she will look like she was expecting to see her again. And at some point she started asking, you know, where is the girl? Where is the girl? You know, I want to see her. And I mean, I said, sweetie, I don't know. You were the only one that could see her. And it was kind of hard to explain it to a baby girl that she was only 2 years, 2.5 years old.
You know, when I was a teenage boy, I used to see an imaginary woman in similar circumstances once in a while.
How?
I'm just saying.
And you don't believe in purgatory? That poor babe. What had she done?
You know, you know what it was, Yasmin? I'm. That's very funny.
I'm afraid to hear what you're going to say.
I think it's just, you know, children have these little imaginary friends, right? You hear about children who have little imaginary friends and they talk to them. And
yeah,
your daughter
was
right at that age. That was her little imaginary friend.
They usually don't have those imaginary friends limited to one given space or activity.
I think she was too young. And it was not that she didn't have any friends. So I don't believe, you know, usually they say that when kids have this imaginary friend, it's because they feel alone or because
mm-hmm.
I did. I
mm-hmm.
used to have one. So
you had an imaginary. You had an imaginary friend too.
I did. Her name was Penelope. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't believe it was that. She had a lot of friends around the street, around her age. There was a lot of kids and babies, and I just really believe. And it was like you could feel it, like, you know, like for me, I could feel that somebody was behind me. When you feel like somebody's looking at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been very disconcerting with your daughter in the bath there.
See, it was only when she was taking a bath.
Hmm.
I don't know what it was. I mean, maybe I should have done some research. Maybe, you know, the baby just died in the bathroom or something. But it was only when she was
tragically,
taking a bath.
It does happen.
Yeah. Yasmin, thank you very much, and have a happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.